Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So, if you're new here, every week we discuss a random topic, whether from a listener like you or my choice. This week, we'll actually be talking about another very touchy subject, which would happen to be government. And before we begin, I'd like to just remind you guys that anything shared on this show are just that, opinions, or are just opinions, and no one means to offend. With that out of the way, let's get on with the show. So, we'll start off with democracy, which is what is typically used here in America. That's what the government of America uses, is democracy, which is basically made for the people, from the people and for the people, which is why we hold elections and such, just so that then the people are choosing who they want to lead them, so then it never turns into a huge dictatorship, or it usually doesn't. On occasion, democracy has turned into that. Yeah, and America was not actually, America is usually credited with coming up with democracy, but it really wasn't the first one to discover democracy. It actually dates back to Greece, as most things do, and Athens. Athens used a much better version of democracy, but unfortunately, with our higher population, or our bigger population, and being more than one city, we really can't use that way. So we have kind of changed it up to fit our needs. Democracy typically also uses a form of economy called capitalism. Basically, it's where one person sells goods and the other person buys goods, right? And that creates an economy for us, at least. And that's what democracy typically uses. But other pieces do use it on occasion, and I'm no expert on government, as you probably know. I'm no expert on government, but this is just from what I know. Let's actually move on to communism. Basically, and communism is always very touchy, partially because it was used by the Soviet Union, and it's been used by a few other government types up over near Russia and all over there. Basically, how it works is as far as I know, as I said, I'm no expert in government, but as far as my understanding of it goes, basically what happens is people make the resources, then the resources go to the government, and the government distributes whatever the people need, right? Which is actually very similar to socialism. Though I'm going to get into that here in a minute. But it typically doesn't use capitalism, just because if you're supposed to be giving all your excess resources, there's no need to really buy stuff, because the government's going to be giving you what you need and all that stuff. So there's not really a point in using capitalism, though it can theoretically be used, but then that means that the whole point of communism, which is equality through everybody, that just kind of falls through the floor. And with that, let's actually move on to our commercial break. So for those of you on Spotify or your equivalent platform, I'd actually invite you guys to do your equivalent of following this channel, or this channel, this podcast, whatever. I think it's equivalent to YouTube subscribe button, which basically allows you to be notified whenever a new episode comes out. Which just means that you won't miss anything, right? It means that you won't miss an episode if it comes out, like you might have actually done with this last one. But I don't know. It just depends on the platform you're on. I'd also like you guys to share this podcast just with the people you know, the people around you, just because I feel like the content I'm putting out is really important. I feel like people should really know about it, just because it's important to me. And I guess I just wanted to put it out there, I guess. I'm also planning, for those of you on actual Spotify, I'm going to be putting out a couple of questions, maybe some polls, as I've been doing. But basically, the only reason why I do that is just so that then I know that if you respond, then you guys are actually engaged and you guys actually care about the topic. You guys can actually just reply to these questions just with like anything, even if it's just like, hey, I'm having a rough day, or hey, I'm having a great day, or even if it's, well, and I actually highly recommend that you guys send me in new podcast ideas, just because it gives me an idea of what you guys want to hear. And that's just me, but yeah. As for the polls, it shows me that you guys are actually engaged, as do the questions. But yeah, I'd just really appreciate it if you guys were to reply to those or whatever. And with that, let's actually get back into the rest of our show. So let's start off the second half with socialism, which is basically where everybody shares everything. That's basically how that works. It's kind of similar to communism, but it's minus the bigger government power, right? It's mostly managed by the people, is basically what it is. It's, to put it in better words, it's kind of like communism, but it's run by the people. It's like a mixture between communism and democracy, in my opinion, or at least as far as I know. And where this is used, as for where this is used, it's kind of used in Switzerland, as far as I know. That's what I was told by my 7th grade history teacher, so that's what I'm going to go with, is that it is kind of used by Switzerland. And then let's end this off with one of the best ones, though I don't know if I'd actually call it that. But we're going to say anarchism, which is basically anti-government, basically just no government whatsoever, which at first sounds like a crazy idea, but the more you think about it, the more it's like, wow, this actually might work. That's what's funny about it. It kind of reminds me of the book Lord of the Flies, if you've ever read that. I can't remember who it's by, but basically these kids get dropped off on an abandoned, or not abandoned island, but an undiscovered island. And it's, we're assuming that it's in the middle of like World War II, but there's no government in place, right? And most kids are just like, well, there's no adults, so let's just... let's just not have any rules, or at least that's a few of them, though leaders do arise and stuff, but they don't have a set government, and it's kind of like anarchy. It also reminds me of a few other things, but I'm not going to go hugely into those. To me anarchism kind of sounds unorganized, and it's the definition of anarchism is basically unrestricted, which is kind of scary, to be honest. Have you ever, like, imagine if there was no government in the world, right? I guess it wouldn't be called crimes because there would also be no laws. But imagine how many of what we know now as crimes would happen, right? Just because there aren't any restrictions keeping them in place, right? And imagine just how unorganized things would be, right? How much wasted space and how much wasted time there would be, right? As for where it's used, basically anywhere that doesn't have a specific government. That's all that I can give you, because I don't really honestly know, in all reality, I really just don't know where they would use this. Just because most of the world right now is just like, well, we have to have a government in order to be successful. Well, in reality, we really don't, but it just helps unify people. Because people don't usually unify themselves very easily. Now, overall, as a government, overall in the way of government, I think anarchy would be fun for about 5 minutes. Then we'd realize how terrible it actually is. Democracy, it's lasted good so far, at least here in America, and I'm living through it. It's okay so far. It's not amazing, and we could definitely fix a few things, but honestly, it's as good as it's going to get right now, at least in the next couple decades, I think. Communism was just given a bad rep, just because like the idea is perfect, the idea is absolutely amazing. It was the execution that was just miserable, which made it terrible and made most people hate communism. Socialism, that would only work in a perfect world, right? It'd only work in a world where there is no such thing as revolution and no such thing as greed. Honestly, socialism, I wish socialism would work. I really do. But I don't think it would. It would only work in a perfect world, honestly. And then anarchy. Honestly, anarchy might work, is what's funny. As I said before, it would last for about 5 minutes, and then we realize how bad it really is. But if the world falls into anarchy, I don't think it would be as bad as some people think it would be. Just because people already kind of know how to govern themselves, at least a few do. But yeah, and with that uplifting thought, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio signing off.